Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Beirach, Birkat HaPesach. If you made the bracha on the Pesach, Patarit Shel Zevach. You take care of the bracha on the Zevach. The Zevach here we're assuming is the Chagigat Yudalit, is the Korban that is brought on the 14th in order that the Korban Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova. Therefore, if you made the bracha on the Pesach, you're Poteret the Zevach. Beirach Alet HaZevach, if you made a bracha on the Zevach, Lo Patarit Shel Pesach. You did not discharge your obligation with regards to the bracha on the Pesach, Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Zu Poteret Zu, Velo Zu Poteret Zu. Neither of them covers the other one. The Pesach, the bracha for the Pesach, doesn't cover the Chagiga, and the bracha on the Chagiga does not cover the Pesach. Now, as far as what the bracha is, here the Rashbam quotes from the Tosefta, which says, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Le'achol HaPesach, and the bracha on the Zevach is, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Le'achol HaZevach. That's the way the Rashbam quotes it, as well as the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayot. On the other hand, Rashi quotes the bracha as being Ala Chilat Shlamim and Ala Chilat Psachim, which is the way the Rambam brings it in Yad Chazakah. In the Mishnah Torah, he quotes the bracha similar to what Rashi says over here, that it's Ala Chilat Psachim and Ala Chilat HaZevach. Now, as to why this happens or why this works, it's subject to machloket. Why is it that when you make the bracha on the Pesach, it takes care of the Zevach? And when you make the bracha on the Zevach, it doesn't take care of the Pesach? The first thing that we need to understand is, how is this situation playing out? In general, the Korban Pesach is eaten after you eat the Korban Chagiga. So why would you ever be making a bracha on the Korban Pesach prior to the Chagiga? So from here, the Or Zeruah actually proves that one can make a bracha on a mitzvah after you've completed the mitzvah. He says this is a case where a person forgot to make the bracha on the Chagiga, and then he's coming to make a bracha on the Pesach. That bracha on the Pesach discharges his obligation vis-a-vis the Pesach and the Chagiga that he already ate. He proves that thesis from our Gemara over here, because it has to be a case where he ate the Chagiga first and then the Pesach. Others want to suggest that the case here is a case where he made a mistake. And he made a mistake, and he's going to make the bracha on the Zevach, on the Chagiga. And he says the bracha of Pesach instead of the bracha of Zevach. Similar to a person, if he makes a bracha of Shehakol instead of Mizonot, does the Shehakol cover that, even though he did it by mistake? The same thing here, if he made the bracha of Pesach on the Zevach by mistake, does it cover it? Now, the way the Rashbam's Girsa works, that's very difficult, because the Rashbam says that the Girsa is Berach al Zevach, lo patar et Pesach. Berach al Pesach, patar et Zevach. So he says that the bracha is specifically on those items. Whereas the way our Mishnah reads, which says Berach Birkat Pesach, then that's very possible that patar et Zevach was the explanation that we just gave. In addition to this, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah in Perek Chet of Hilchot Chametz Matzah has an interesting halachic layout, which is the person, when he's making the Seder, actually makes the bracha on the Korban HaPesach, eats some of the Pesach. Then he goes and continues to eat the rest of the Suda, and then he has to eat a piece of the Korban Pesach all the way at the end again. And so the Rambam actually has you eating the Korban HaPesach twice. And it's discussed amongst the Perushim and the Rambam, where the Rambam come up with this, that you have to eat it twice. The Rambam has you eating the Pesach in the beginning of the meal, and then again at the end of the meal. So there is a possibility that the Chagiga sits in between the two of them, and you could have a case where you make Birkat HaPesach, and that is Poter et Birkat HaZevach. What's more interesting is that the Rambam himself paskins against our Gemara here and says that the Birkat HaZevach is not Poter the Pesach and the Birkat HaPesach is not Poter the Zevach, similar to Rabbi Akiva. Yet, in our Gemara coming up, the Gemara discusses that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is premised on the fact that if someone brings a korban that needs to be done with zrika through throwing of the blood to the mizbech, instead does it shvicha through pouring, that it's okay. You're yotze with that based on the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Rambam actually paskins according to that shita of Rabbi Shmuel. So now you have an inconsistency. The Rambam paskins that if you do shvicha instead of zrika, it works. But then he paskins that the brachot are not correlated. The Avni Nezer suggests over here that there's a difference in halachot. Our Gemara is assuming that a chagiga is a chova, is an obligation. Since an obligation of the night, it's connected to the Korban HaPesach. And therefore we can invoke the principle of ikar and tafel. What's the ikar korban of the night? That's the Pesach. The Chagiga is only ancillary to the Pesach. It's just to make it so you eat the Pesach ala sova. So because of that, Ikar is poter et tafel, and that's the way our sugya is working. But since the Rambam paskins that Chagiga is a reshut, it's not an obligation, then he's separated between the two karbanot. Once you separate between the two karbanot, just because they have the same way of putting dam on the mizbeach, there's no reason to believe that one bracha will take care of the other bracha, and that's why the Rambam paskins the Pesach is not poter the zevach, and the zevach is not poter the Pesach. Now that's the basics of the Mishnah. We're going to have a statement here in Rabbi Shmuel, and that's going to lead us back to an understanding maybe of the Mishnah itself, which is, Keshetim Salomar, based on our Mishnah, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika Bechalal Shvicha. Zrika the Dam is subsumed under the category of Shvicha. But Shvicha Adam is not included in Zrigat Adam. What the Gemara is implying from this is that the Shita of Rabbi Shmo and our Mishnah is premised on another Machaloka that we've seen before, which is a Machaloka. If you do Shvicha Adam instead of Zrika Adam, are you covered? So that the Gemara discussed earlier here, it discusses in the Gemara in Zvachim as well, which is that the requirement for Karbanot in general is Zrikat Adam. There is a Machaloket Legabe Karban HaPesach as to whether Karban HaPesach requires Zrikat Adam, or does Karban HaPesach require Shvichat Adam. The Gemara here is concluding that Rabbi Shmuel must believe that Karban HaPesach requires Shvichat Adam. And on top of that, once we know that it requires Shvichat Adam, now we also take a second step and say, well, if the bracha on the Pesach is Poter de Zevach, that implies that there's some commonality between them. And that commonality is that Shvichat Adam subsumes under it Gam Zrikat Adam. That is because Zrikat Adam is throwing the blood from away from the Mizbech. You have it inside of a utensil and you throw it towards the Mizbech and it hits the wall of the Mizbech. Shvichat Adam is where you walk up to the Mizbech itself and you pour it on the wall of Mizbech and then it drips down to the Yisod. So the Gemara views that Shvichat Adam as being greater or bigger chumrah than Zrikat Adam. So if you do Shvichat Adam, you certainly covered Zrikat Adam. So based on that, the Gemara says here that Rabbi Shmuel is of two opinions. That's what Tosafot says here. Shmuel, first of all, believes that Korban Pesach requires Shvichat Adam. Number two is he believes that Shvichat Adam, if you did it instead of Zrikat Adam, would cover you. And that's how we get to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel over here. Rabbi Shmuel says if you make the bracha on the Pesach, you cover the Zevach, because the Pesach throws a wider net because it requires Shvichat Adam. So it's both a Pesach and in a sense a Shlamim, because Shvichat Adam includes Zrikat Adam in it. On the other hand, the Birkat Zevach, the bracha on the Zevach, which only requires Zrikat Adam, Shvicha is not subsumed under that. And since it's not subsumed under that, when you make the bracha on the Zevach, Zevach doesn't cover the Pesach, because all you made a bracha on was Zrika. Zrika doesn't have relevance to the Karban HaPesach, because it requires Shvicha, which is a higher form. So that's the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah and the outcome of the Mishnah. Tosafot asks on that, we have a pasuk that says, V'dam zivachecha yishafeich. So the Gemara earlier on in the Masech that said, from dam zivachecha yishafeich, one person learns out, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a Korban Pesach requires Shvicha. Another person learns out from that if you did Shvicha instead of Zrika, that it works. They learned both of them out from that same pasuk. Mara says, how can you learn two things from the same pasuk? Mara says, it's trei tana'ei alibed Rabbi Shmuel. This is two tana'im according to Rabbi Shmuel. And you're right, whoever holds that can't hold the other thing. Thus it says we're in a bind over here. I don't understand. Rabbi Shmuel here is taking both of those opinions. He's saying that the Korban Pesach requires Shvicha. Plus he's saying that subsumed under Shvicha is also Zrikat Adam. So Tosafot offers all our alternatives to explain what's happening over here. He says, for sure, Rabbi Shmuel holds that, number one, Pesach requires Shvicha. Number two is that Shvicha also contains in it Zrika. But he might learn that information out either Mitzvara, learns out that from a logical argument that Shvicha is more chamor, or he learns out that the brachot here are dependent on Ikar and Tafel, and not necessarily correlated between the issue of Zrika and Shvicha. And then he points out that the Rashbam is really learning out from the fact that the Brocha over here is this way. Rashbam says, oh, Rabbi Shmuel for sure holds that Karban HaPesach requires Shvichat Adam. From our Mishnah that says that Birkat HaPesach is Poter the Zevach, from that we also conclude that Rabbi Shmuel believes that Zrika is subsumed under Shvicha. But that's learned out of our Mishnah, not learned out of the Pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. You still really have a problem, which is, what's the source for that? You have to have a source. You could argue that it's logical, because one's chamor and one's not. You could argue that we're talking about Ikar and Tafel here, and it's teaching us, by the fact that the bracha can subsume the other bracha, it's also teaching us that Shvicha is more chamor than Zrika, and it can be subsumed under that. But somehow you have to come up with those two pieces of the puzzle in order to get to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion over here, which is, number one, Korban Pesach requires Shvicha, and number two is that even if you do Shvicha for Karbanot that requires Shvicha, it is subsumed under Shvicha, and you're Yotze with that Korban. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, Lo Shvicha Bechlal Zvicha, Velo Zvicha Bechlal Shvicha. Rabbi Kiva, even though he believes the Korban Pesach is Bab Shvicha, he doesn't think that either one is subsumed under the other. He says one bracha does not affect the other bracha. And therefore, they are different categories entirely. They're different worlds. There's the world of Korban Pesach, there's the world of Shlamim, and they don't overlap. If you're doing Shvicha, that's one type of Korban. You're doing Zrika, that's a different type of Korban. One bracha will not poter the other bracha, and the same is true by the Zrikat Adam will not cover the Shvichat Adam, and the Shvichat Adam will not cover the Zrikat Adam. And that will be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and that correlates with his opinion here about the brachot, as well as his opinion that Korban Pesach Pesach is b'shvicha, but that doesn't necessarily mean that if you bring a korban that requires rikan, did shvicha, that it would be covered. Now the Gemara ends off on a side tangent because we spoke about different brachot, so it ends off with this idea, which obviously is somewhat correlated to Pesach because of the bechorot. It says here, Rabbi Simai ikla the pidyon aben. He went to a pidyon aben, the redemption of the firstborn, ubay mine, and they had a question for him. Pshita, we know for sure al pidyon aben on the mitzvah pidyon aben, asher kiddishana mitzvah v'tzivan al pidyon aben. That's the bracha. Avi aben mevarech, the father of the child makes that bracha. Baruch shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'yigyanu lazman hazeh, the bracha of shechiyanu. Kohen mevarech, or avi aben mevarech. Who makes the bracha on that? The kohen or the father? Kohen mevarech. Does the kohen make the bracha? The makati hanoli odei, because he's the recipient of the money. That's the pidyon. So since he's the beneficiary of the money, he's the one who makes the shechiyanu over here. Oh, avi ben mevarech. Or maybe the father of the child makes the bracha. The kohen mitzvah, because he's doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is what the shechiyanu is made on. Lo havi biyodei. He did not have an answer as to which one makes the shechiyanu. Atoshal bei midrasha. He went back to the bei midrash to ask what was the halacha, and he answered it. Avia ben mevarech shtaim. The father of the child makes both brachot. He makes the bracha of al pidyon ben, and he also makes the bracha of shechiyanu. And now the Gemara concludes v'hilchata. The halacha is avia ben mevarech shtaim. The father makes both brachot. He makes the bracha of al pidyon ben as well as the bracha of shechiyanu. All right, with that we conclude Masechet Pesachim. Hadron alach, avi pesachim, slik alach, Masechet Pesachim.